Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Potted Together podcast. I am Becca, and I'm joined by my amazing co-hosts, Nicole and Adam.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. We are so excited. We all have big smiles on our faces because we today are going to talk about how we keep up with plant chores, how we maintain our collections. Recently, I guess, because I don't know, routines change and all that kind of stuff. So we're just going to discuss all of that. But first, we got to do a little catch up, hear how our weeks were.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to call on Nicole. What's up?
What's up?
Okay. Well, I'm going to say this every week until December, but weddings are in full swing, folks. People are getting married. They're in love. Love is in the air. Lots of smiling and kissing going on the weekends. But I have been so busy that literally yesterday, I think I closed my computer at like 11:30 p.m., way past my bedtime. Way, way, way. I had a Red Bull at 9:30 p.m. and your girl doesn't drink.
Oh my gosh.
Well, because they're in the house, because Jay drinks the sugar-free Red Bull, you know, and I drink coffee. But I was like, I need something cold, quick, pop it open. I need this, these vitamins throwing
through my veins.
Have you
ever tried cocaine?
Need a hit.
I'm kidding.
If someone gave me some right now, no. We don't condemn it. But if someone slipped me some right now, didn't tell me what it was and told me it was going to help me stay awake, I would probably take it. No, I wouldn't.
Full on Jesse Spano. I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
Oh. But yeah, so I don't know. I've just been kind of editing a lot. And I briefly was talking to Adam and Becca before we started recording about how I'm putting pressure on myself to stay on top of things. Because if I put some editing off, which I can do, and I could take a couple days off during the week, I will be editing through the winter. And I want those holidays to be fun and happy. I don't want to have to open up my computer. It's like, you know, it's just one of those things. So that's what I'm doing. I'm very busy and I don't have a lot of time for socializing. So I haven't done much this week. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I did have an engagement session last night though. And I will say, having sunset engagement sessions when it's like cool fall temperatures, because the Midwest is going through a few days of literal fall temperatures right now. It has been gorgeous. Gorgeous. But I'm not holding my breath because it's going to be 95 this weekend and I have three weddings and I'm dreading it. But anyway, yesterday at sunset was just like perfect. And I love fall so much. 65 to 70 degrees is like, I'm the happiest person in the world. And it was nice kind of being out. Like, yeah, I was working, but I was like, this is nice. Like, I could probably do this every night and be fine with it because it was so pretty. But we're about to hit a heat wave. We're going to hit a heat wave. How's Arizona?
It got back up into like the three digits, 115s this week,
Jesus.
Which was like, yeah, it was a lot. I was like feeling the heat, but I still love it. I still like it here.
Okay, good. Because it's hot. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I have a very short catch up because like I said, I have not been hanging out doing fun things because I've been swamped, but we'll get there. What about you, Adam?
Wait, have you had your first pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks?
Oh, well, I got one for Mia the other day and I had a little bit of a tummy ache when I ordered her one, so I decided not to get one, but I did have a sip and it flowed through my veins and it was like, woo, I saw pumpkins when I closed my eyes.
All of a sudden, I was wearing a felt hat and jumping into a pile of leaves.
Yes. Yes.
Knee-high boots and chunky scarf.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, the chunky Christian scarf. Oh, gosh.
It's your girl.
You went to a football game, too. You know what? I do miss high school football games. I got to be honest. There is a feeling of...
The vibe.
Yeah, there's a vibe.
It is a vibe. It is a vibe. And now that I have some friendships with, like, the other parents, it's fun. You know, me as boyfriend's on junior varsity and his best friend is on varsity and we know some of the varsity players, and it just it's this whole like dynamic I didn't think I would enjoy because your girl's not a sports girl. Like I watch the Super Bowl for the commercials and for the halftime show, but like I enjoy it. I fully enjoy watching the actual game, and I didn't think I would, but I did go to a football game last Friday. I did. So there was a little bit of socializing in my life.
Yeah. I loved watching the cheerleader. Big surprise, watching the cheerleaders at the games.
Yes.
Like I was like memorizing the cheers by myself and like the back. G O go. F I G T F.
Have you watched Cheer on Netflix?
Yeah.
Well, Becca has firsthand experience with this because Becca used to be in Cheer and your sister's.
She was a flyer because she's skinny. Very. Legend.
She was a flyer.
She's a flyer.
Skinny.
New fear unlocked, though. New fear unlocked as a mom. I have a very hard time watching these girls fly through the air. Like, I'm having these visions of things going wrong. And it's probably because I'm sitting next to moms of football players who are in literal panic mode every time their kid goes down, which I fully understand. But it's a little scary what these cheerleaders do. They're flying through the air, man.
Yeah. It is. High school cheer is so different from like Cheer the show. And like I wish that high school cheer had more notoriety, let's say. And like the public.
Yeah.
But I guess for a while it was only high school cheer because it was like Bring It On and stuff. But like that's not really what it's like, you know. I wish there was like a reality show about high school cheer. I think there was one like forever ago and it was like okay. But anyway, high school cheer was so fun. It was such a fun experience. And yes, they do drop the girls all the time. I know you don't want to hear that as a mom, but I was dropped and I fell so many times. Like I had multiple head injuries and like my ankles fricked because of it. So it's, you know,
yeah,
but it's fun. It's like it's like character building.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
You keep your grades up. That's the only reason I had good grades in high school, is because I wanted to stay in cheer.
That's funny.
But the football games, like, you at my school, like, nobody gave a crap. Like, we thought that everybody was watching us.
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
And then like I went to a game at some point.
I am too.
High school. The gays are always watching. And like the cheerleaders, I was like, oh, okay. Nobody pays attention.
The audio
but
was
like for us.
And she was there. What was that? What was that TikTok there. Audio? Or like, yeah. And then she was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you should come down, Adam. You should come or come up. You should come up and watch a high school football game. Just, you know, spend all that money on a plane ticket. Come watch the game. Go back home.
As if you couldn't just walk to a high school nearby.
Be the 38-year-old guy that's dancing with the cheerleaders, like following along.
I have always wondered, like, if I would be considered creepy for, like, going to a local high school game. Because they're fun.
They're so
like,
fun.
Would I be weird, though?
No, you're supporting the school. You got to pay for a ticket. They want your money. So yeah,
that's true. That is
very true.
True.
My week's been semi-uneventful, but I did start watching a new show on Netflix called Mask Girl. It's a Korean show that's dubbed English, like how they did Squid Games, how we could all watch Squid Games and like understand it.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Ooh.
There's like, there's some weird parts to it, just kind of like Black Mirror is a little bit weird at the beginning, you know?
Okay. Mm.
But like, there's murder, there's drama, there's
ooh, that's up my alley.
This mystery. Yeah, it is up your alley. Oh. It's good.
Okay. I could watch a good dubbed show. Like, I'm all for it. And Squid Games is, they're filming. They're coming back out with the second one, I think.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate the way it ended. I was so mad. But of course it ended that way. But I was still so mad.
Yeah, same. Yeah. We were all mad, I think. Mm-hmm.
In the world of like foreign shows, like in anime, there's like a group of people that would never watch the dubbed version. And then people who are like, yeah, it's dubbed. Daniel is like, never watch the dubbed. Always watch it in the original language with the subtitles.
Oh, okay.
And like, the only thing is you have to pay attention so much. You gotta read. So hard.
Yeah.
You can't even look away for a second.
That is so hard. Yeah, I know. In this day and age. And our, you know, neurodivergent brains. Like, no.
Yes.
Literally. Yeah. Like, the thought. Because we watch anime together and he plays it in Japanese, which is fine. But at the same time, I'm like, I have to have my eyes glued or else I miss entire plot points. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait, what happened? Rewind. Like,
there's a lot of pausing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, mask off.
Mask girl. Yeah. So it's good. I highly enjoy it, but I'm not finished with it yet. So don't give me any spoilers. But then I'm also catching up on Below Deck Down Under.
Oh, yeah. That's consuming your time.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
Are you watching?
This season is really good.
Yeah. I just got past the whole like snuck into the cabin butt naked episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, there was a guy. Yeah. Trigger warning here.
Sexual assault.
There was a guy. There was this girl. Okay. And they have like a little flirty dynamic going on. They get so, so drunk when they go out together. Like, I'm like always like this season specifically. I'm like, wow, they are like really sloppy drunk.
It is
drunk.
The espresso martinis. Do you know that they order those every time they go out? They're like, espresso martini, please.
I hear them always say margs. Like, oh. I never saw the espresso martinis. But yeah.
Question. Below Deck again is about a cruise ship crew, right? Or no. Private yacht crew.
Mm-hmm. Like Airbnb, but like if for rich people, they just rent a yacht for like 4 days.
Yeah. Got it. Uh-huh. Okay.
So this woman, she got drunk like everybody else. Okay. And this is not in any way shaming at all. She got drunk. She wanted to go to bed. She went to bed. And this guy was trying to flirt with her all night, blah, blah, blah. He literally is butt naked and goes into her room and gets into her bed with her.
No.
Yeah. And she was like, what's good? And I don't even remember the conversation, but she was not there, obviously.
Yeah. And she just wanted to sleep. And the producers stopped it. They broke the fourth wall and they were like, no.
Good.
Yeah. Which I'm so glad they did because... I'm sure that would have been like content for drama or whatever, but like
crossing
you don't want
the
that
line,
on your show.
Like legalities here. No.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this season's it's a ruckus on that Below Deck. I'm glad you're watching it, Becca.
Okay.
I'm like caught up as well.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
When you said,
did you see the after? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Nicole.
No, sorry. I was just going to say when you said Below Deck, I right away thought Big Brother and I was like, oh, yeah, that's consuming all your time. But I forgot about Below Deck.
That is still consuming my time.
Okay.
This is a good reminder because I need a show to watch like all the time again because Love Island UK is over. But did you see the aftermath of that whole event of the other stew, what she was saying?
Yes. So I'm a little far past. Like, everyone's been fired. So, like, I'm past that now.
Okay.
But spoiler alert.
There was another stew that was like, oh, well, if he would have done that to me, I would have welcomed it.
Ew.
Yeah. And, like, Margo was, like, shaken up. She's like, what could have happened? Like, I feel so violated. Yeah. And the other girl was like, I would have liked it. I wish he came to me instead. It's like... What is wrong with you?
I mean, yeah, everybody has their kinks.
It was wild. I'm glad that they're both fired. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, they got fired. Yeah. Okay.
There's another person who gets fired later that I was really sad about.
Oh,
but that's all I'm going to say.
I think I already know because, you know, they always tease at the end and they give you all of the points.
I know. Why do they do that? And then they'll like recap it. Below Deck recaps are like 2 minutes long. It's like, why did I even watch the previous episode? This is everything that happened.
Yeah.
They do that in every reality TV show, I feel. Sister Wives is back. And I haven't started the new season yet.
There's like no cast anymore.
Well, they're
just split up. They're still filming, right?
They're still filming. But I think like I think Cody has like one singular wife. He's like monogamous.
Gosh.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
They're thin out, done, just like his hairline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
His hair is so scary. I almost feel bad, but I think he's pretty toxic.
Yeah.
I don't know, though.
I think so, too.
I don't watch the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that also sounded mean of me because I'd haven't ever experienced like the thinning of hair, which it might come. So like,
yeah, lucky.
I love bald boys, though. My man's a bald boy. You
Your
know?
Man is a bald boy.
I do love it. So yeah, I wasn't trying to shame. Just like, I just don't like him as a person. Cody.
No, Cody's hair is bad. His hair is bad. Yeah. I think he knows his hair is bad. They've talked about his hair being bad on the show. So it's fine. But not to switch subjects from your shows that you're watching, but that's like the singular reality TV show that I have ever consumed probably in my whole life. And I think I'm just going to binge it. I think I'm like three episodes behind or something like that. And I'm excited about it. But also I'm sensing that this is going to be the last season because what the hell are they going to do after this season? Yeah. It's going to be boring.
I think it needs to be the last season, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I think they've been on for almost 20 seasons, which blows my mind.
As I'm sitting here saying, I've never seen an episode of it, but I was like, I think it needs to be done. All right. It feels
the story is
pejorative.
Run its course.
It's run its course. Yeah. Anyway, anything else exciting happened this week, Adam, other than your TV show experiences?
You know, no, not really. I hate to say that. I don't think so. Well, I did get a Polaroid camera. Well, not Polaroid.
Oh.
It's an Instax. And I am actually loving just taking those pictures.
Yeah.
And then, like, just having printed out photos because we just don't do that enough anymore. And, you know, 1989 Taylor's version is coming out October 27th. And I'm just entering my 1989 era. No big deal. That's the last thing I'm going to say about Taylor for this
episode.
You're
going right back into your 1989 era. It's funny that you say that because Jay, that's if there's clicking in the background, that's who I'm texting. He just picked up a Mamiya something or other film camera. So he's
Monios L. No, that's the grow lights that I use.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Definitely not. He's like into film again. And I get it. Like film is, it's crazy. He got like roles developed, but how they do it now is they give you the negatives and then they send you the digital copies of your pictures. I'm like, wait, you don't go pick up like 4x6s in a little pack, in a little envelope? He's like, no, it's not CVS, Nicole.
Those days.
Yeah. I was like, that's kind of cool. I don't know. Yeah. It's fun. It's cool. A fun hobby to have, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I brought one, like a disposable camera to Ireland with us. And I was so excited. I was like saving all my shots for like the best moments. And then a lot of the film did not come back looking very good. Mm. And I think it's because the cameras went through the x-rays at TSA.
Oh, no.
Because a lot of them were ruined. Like there's a lot of pictures that are like fudged.
Oh, no.
But some that are good.
That sucks.
That does suck.
I know. Okay. I feel like, again, are we boring now that we've
entered this era of our lives?
You are boring, all right?
Okay.
The straights
and
their
babies. The only thing that I have to say, straights and their babies.
I'm just kidding.
My child, who is currently on me right now, she the last 2 days has taken an independent nap for like 3 hours.
Wow.
Like, I am so shocked by this information because she has only taken like contact naps. She slept on her own maybe one or two times prior to this week for naps. At night, she sleeps by herself. But anyway.
Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, I was just walking around the house, no idea what to do with myself. Like, we're just pacing around. I'm like, Dan, what are you doing? Like, I'm going to sit in your lap and I'm going to bother you. And like, you're busy doing money things and I'm just going to like annoy you. He's like, like, shouldn't you be working? Like, I'm like, I don't know.
Plant chores?
I don't know.
Nice
I don't know
segue.
What to do. Yeah. So that's kind of been as of recently this week. But today, it's all thrown off because she's eating right now. And
yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen. So anyway.
It's a crapshoot.
You just never know.
Yeah.
You just never know. I'm like trying to get her on a schedule, but I don't know. She's a baby. So
yeah.
I'm just
that.
A bulb.
So... just a baby. Wait, what's that thing He's like, I don't have any money. I'm just a baby. I can pay you in blocks. Have you seen that?
No, that's funny.
I don't have any money. Okay. Other than that, like, I'm genuinely like reaching right now. I don't think anything else is going on.
Well, you got a bang trim.
I got a bang trim. I did a little self-care during her nap yesterday. And like, I went out and I did that. And I came back and she was still sleeping. And it was, I missed her. Yeah. I was like,
You missed her.
I feel like she needs to eat. Yeah, it was sad. Like, I missed her when she's sleeping because I just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But the nursery, that I can mention quickly the nursery.
Yeah.
Oh, progress it's so for working the on sake the nursery. Of progress.
So yes, cute.
It's so cute. Daniel painted the top half white, the bottom half green for me. And then I did the scallop detail.
Yes.
Which in my mind, I was like, this is going to be cute, I guess. But no, it's like freaking cute.
It's adorable.
Like, it's very cute. It's
like, to the point where I'm thinking of doing that in one of our rooms because it seems pretty simple. Yeah.
It was so easy. I just traced a plate. Like, literally, that's it.
Okay. So you did a plate. Okay.
Yeah. So it was so easy. I got the laser level. I put a piece of tape across the plate, and then I lined up the laser level with the tape, and then I just traced.
Yeah.
Like, a bunch of scallops, half circles, basically, and painted them in. And it, like, the first layer did take a little bit of time, but the second layer was so fast.
Okay.
So I did two coats of paint.
You being like, it was so easy. You did everything, like, fucking professionally.
Legit.
Like, I brought the laser level and then I cut a plate in half with my diamond cut saw to so it was exactly matched up. Like, seriously,
I just fucking freehand that shit.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, dang, I'm just gonna go. I was like, you did really good for freehand, and you're like, oh yeah, it was super easy. I went out and I got this laser level, and which is good. You did it the right way, but yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I will say, when you like have all the tools, it is really easy to do these types of things.
Oh, but yeah. I wasn't saying it like that. I was saying, like, your attention to detail is chef's kiss. Like,
yeah,
that is, I appreciate that so much. Because in my head, I'm like, okay, like, how would you do that? When you said you used a plate, I was like, I'd have to draw lines on the plate to know exactly what position it was every step. But you had the light, you had it. You already had it.
I watched a ton of tutorials.
Okay.
So there was that. Sorry, she's making noises. People are getting baby sounds.
Baby Nora sounds.
Baby sounds. And I have got some like frames and art prints. And I feel like this is the most I've ever like decorated a room in my life, because it's like, how do you decorate a living room? I don't know. How do you decorate a kid's room? Like, as much fun things as possible.
Yes.
Like, all the fun things.
Those details are so cute.
You know? Like, I feel like we have to work around what we already have in our possession, because none of us can just, like, go and just buy all new things. But, like, for a baby's room,
yeah
you get all new things.
You have to.
Yeah.
What kind of furniture is she going to use besides baby furniture?
Yeah.
Right.
So I got a rug. It's a washable rug, but it's like a furry rug. It's so soft. I'm going to have a video that I'm making. I'm going to link everything if you guys are interested. But yeah,
cool.
I'm just like so excited. I think it's coming together. Like, my vision is coming together so well. It's inspiring me to do other parts of my house, because I'm like, why would I not just, I don't know. I feel like I don't take risks when it comes to interior design, because I really don't care that much. People are so aesthetic, like, especially on TikTok and stuff. And I'm like,
I know.
Like, my counters are like gross and old, and like my cabinets look like shit.
I like those TikToks that's like, let's normalize what a real house looks like. And then they show like the old cabinets.
The honey colored wood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I had before I badly painted my kitchen. So yeah, that's pretty much what I've got going on. I'm just waiting for a few things to come in the mail, and then the room will be done. So that's really exciting.
Yay.
Yeah. So that's my update. And we can move right along into the topic, which is managing plant chores.
Yeah.
With a full... She just burped.
Don't blame it on the baby.
And that cannot be edited out.
In your...
Okay. It is really funny, though, like, when she toots... It sounds like a full adult toot. It's just so loud.
Daniel.
Anyway.
I just love that you still say toot when she
toots.
When she fluffs, it sounds like an adult fluff.
When she passes gas.
I've had to like start saying toot, because in a medical setting, if I say fart, I feel like literally a 12-year-old boy. Like, after I gave birth, my doctor came in and was like, how's everything going? It's like, yeah, like, I farted. And she...
In what context? Just because you had to? Like, do you have to fart before? Like, is that like a measure of like, oh, she's doing good, she's farting?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so, because like bowel movements will come like
okay. And gas,
and not like immediately, but yeah, if like if you're passing gas, it means like it's working, the system is working.
I farted. She's
like, yeah. So I farted, and like as soon as I said it, I was like, I hate that I just said that. I didn't like, I just owned it, but like afterwards I was so embarrassed. So now I'm like, yes, I've passed gas. Like, I have to say that now, because in a medical setting, like looking an MD in the face and saying, yeah, I farted, is humbling. Not expect. So I'm just coming up with other words now.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
So we are not in the era of doing all of our plant chores in one day, because that is an easy trap to fall into.
Yeah.
You have a Saturday and you're like, shoot, this needs to be watered. Oh, shoot, this needs to be repotted. Oh, man, this plant has spider bites. And then you start doing everything in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did you get out of doing that? Because I feel like that's a really common occurrence.
Well, not having the time in a day, for one. Lately, I've been noticing, like, if I notice, like, a Hoya has some wrinkly leaves, like, I'll literally just water that one plant because I'm like, okay, the rest of you look fine. We'll get back to you later. I'm kind of in a do what needs to be done right now era of plant chores, you know?
So you're doing, like, a little every day.
Yeah, it's probably, I'd say, like, a little every couple of days, because I'm going to be completely honest. There's days where I don't even look at my plants at this moment, but I know that it's going to come and go. Once I'm not as busy as I am, I'm going to be back into checking my plants every day, making sure they don't have pests. Got a little fungus gnat issue going on right now with my elbow that I'm a little pissed off about. But yeah, it's almost like a what needs my attention right now sort of thing. And then, like, if I have a day off, I'll make sure that I spend a little bit more time really checking my plants. I feel like I've been in that stage for the past few months. What about you guys? I feel like we're all busy.
I feel like what I'm getting from your tone sometimes is that you feel a lot of shame for that. And I want you to know that you don't have to.
Yeah, know? I know.
Like,
you know what I think it is?
It's not your identity. So, like, right. Not even saying you should feel shame if it was your identity, but, like,
yeah,
that's going to happen. It's not like you're just, like, killing everything.
Right. True. I'm actually surprised that more of my plants are not dead, which just goes to show how resilient plants are.
Yeah.
All of my Hoya are in bloom, so they're all stressed the fuck out.
Yeah, they're like, okay, we gotta reproduce.
Can't handle it anymore.
Good, maybe those fungus gnats will start like.
Well, that's what I thought. I was like, okay,
what is the word?
Pollinating.
There you go.
Pollinating. Jeez. I do feel a little bit of shame with it, mainly because I never really was this way with my plants. Like, I would make it a point to check them at least every other day. making sure that they don't go like the extreme without getting water. But, you know, hey, life happens and it is what it is. So yeah. I've learned to accept it and to follow my own advice.
Yeah.
I also think that we have come to a point in collecting plants where like, yeah, we are still making content about this. So like it is like a big part of our days, but it's.
She's so cute.
Literally, she's like, just... Nebecca's trying to talk, and Nicole and I are just like googly eyes at the baby that's like sleeping.
Just... Yeah. I didn't hear a word you just said, by the way. I'm sorry.
I was taken over by the cheeks. Like, they just like hit me. And I'm like, oh.
I know. She's got such a chubby cheek. Yeah. But I don't know. I just think, like, if you have been collecting plants for a long time, and you come to a point where it's like not something you think about like all the time, every day even, you can sort of start being like, oh, do I not like plants anymore?
Yeah.
But that's not true. Like you do. It's just you're out of that like obsession phase and it's now just a part of your daily life. And I think that's a really important thing to note because after it's been a couple years, sometimes people just stop collecting altogether, maybe because they think, oh, because I'm not obsessed and thinking about it every day. Like, I don't like plants anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're so right.
But that's not fair.
Yeah, I definitely can't picture my house without plants. Like, that would be really weird to me.
Yeah, I think about that sometimes because, like, we lived a good chunk of our lives sans plants. I mean, I didn't grow up with plants. You guys, Becca, you did.
I didn't, really.
Your mom still has plants. But, like, how sterile? Like, I can't even imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can because I was a full adult with my own apartment for a very long time with no plant. I mean, I had fake plants. So like there was still that little like sense of nature, I guess. But yeah, I know it would be really weird. And I do think that sometimes I think like, wow, am I like getting out of plants? Like I haven't put out a YouTube video in 2 months. What am I doing? Like this is part of my personality that I feel like I'm losing. But also I'll get these bursts of, ooh, like I'll see a new plant in a plant shop or not even in a plant shop, just outside. And I'm like, okay, there it is. Like I still love plants and I'm just busy.
We all, I think, can consider ourselves like serial hobbyists, right? I've been through many hobbies.
Yeah.
Plants have been the one that has stuck. And I'm not saying it's like even a hobby now because like you're right. It's kind of like morphed into just like part of my life. It's not like this thing. But like if I started not liking plants, I would feel a little bit of that like, oh, here I go again on the same thing that I always do. Get really obsessed with something. And then I just like drop it, spend all this money and then drop it. But I don't think that that's plants for me because I think they're going to stick around. It's just, I don't know. It'll look different, I'm sure, each step of the way. And that's okay.
Yeah. So I think that's why this topic is important for us to cover because we are moving into that. If we're not there already, like, what does it look like to just have plants and to just have them? Not necessarily to have it be your whole life, but to just have them.
Yeah.
And how does that care look in daily life? So, I mean, if it is, you know, watering a plant that looks wrinkly once a day and that's it. That's what it is. And it doesn't have to be this like 3 hour session every day where you're like getting your hands dirty and like unpotting everything, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think about our grandparents having plants and I think about them taking care of them. And it's like, I'm sure they didn't make a whole day out of it. I'm sure it was like, okay, I'm going to get the vacuum and we're going to do some house chores, put Titanic on, and we're going to just water the Diffenbachia. That's what we're going to do, the pothos, you know? So I feel like that's okay. It doesn't have to be like this scheduled ritual that you do. It's okay if that's what it is, because that may be what it is for me in the next couple of months when I'm not busy, you know? Might be an every Monday thing. I don't know, you know, but yeah.
Yeah. It's not all or nothing.
Slap on pot it together and do some chores, you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or Titanic.
Or Titanic. I literally cannot see Titanic, the movie, without thinking about Nicole cleaning and like, honestly, whenever you post, I feel like it's like every week because, people clean their house every week, I guess.
It's like, can't relate.
I cannot relate. We did implement like a chore list, like where we do like one chore a day. And that has super, super helped just to get things done throughout the week. It's like,
yeah,
you'll do cleaning outside of that, like just naturally. I mean, I do. because like I tidy, I'm such a pig pen. Like everywhere I go, there's a trail. Mm-hmm. But like having like, okay, on Mondays we vacuum. And then you're like in the mood to clean.
Yeah. Like, oh. And you have a list. That's a good idea. That could also be what you do with plants.
Yes.
Bring it around.
Bring it around.
We're going to do a wrap around.
On Wednesdays?
I don't.
On. Is that an innuendo that I don't know about?
What happened?
Well, it was creeping close to an innuendo of a reach around. You get all reach around.
Oh, because that's a thing, isn't it? Okay.
Isn't it?
Okay. Well, there's a baby in the room, so we're going to.
I forgot.
Oh, she didn't like that.
Let's say Tuesdays, you check for pests. Wednesdays, you repot. Thursdays, you don't do anything. You know, like, I don't know. Fridays, you have watering, or on Saturdays, watering, because maybe it's a bit of a bigger thing. But like, it doesn't even need to be that intense. I don't know. If you feel like you do need a schedule, though, like for my brain, the schedule has significantly helped keep up with the house, though, like to be honest with you. So maybe something like that would be really helpful, like if you have a scattered brain or a very busy schedule.
I do think that like probably if you do something akin to that, and I would love to hear from people if they do something similar to this, tips and tricks, apps, et cetera.
Yeah.
I feel like watering would always have to be the first one in the whole sequence, because if I'm checking for pests and I notice something needs watering, I will very quickly just be like, well, I'm in watering mode now, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Because like, that's how I work. Because that's something that I've noticed. Look, I'm never as productive as when I have a full bin of washed pond ready to be used. And then I'm like repotting everything. But aside from that, when I'm going through and doing my waterings, I have started keeping a note, because like I always think of things while I'm watering, like, oh, that needs to be repotted. But then like I never remember it, as much as I'm like, oh, my memory's good. It's like waning, which is scaring me. But we're not going to go down that path, because I don't want to enter that chat. But I'll make notes of like, okay, the cow bang or whatever needs to be repotted. Like I need to get that on a trellis. I need that's too big right now. Like it needs to be cut down or all that stuff. I just will make notes when I'm doing my waterings, which has helped a lot, because then I feel overwhelmed because I'm trying to remember all this stuff and then never really remembering it. And then the next time I do it, I was like, oh, that still needs to be done. So like the list has been helping a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
I also find it helpful if you have things ready to go for next time. Take a little bit of extra time while you're watering. Maybe like, okay, so if you're a person that wants your water distilled and you want to like fill up some jugs so it sits out. I'm not one of those people, straight from the sink kind of gal. But if that's what you do, and you are like washing your leca, you know, maybe wash it, have it ready for the next time, so that if a plant needs to be tended to, then like you already know in the back of your head, like, okay, I don't have to do that one extra step. It's already ready to go. It makes it that less daunting of a task, I guess.
Yeah.
Or if you have like a free day during the week to like get all your stuff ready for plant chores, I feel like that's a good idea too. Makes the flow go faster, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
I like that idea. And I think in my schedule, like, if I filled up my watering can at the end of the watering session, because I'll usually end off when my watering can is empty, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if I go and I fill it up and then I just have it full in the plant room waiting for me for the next time something is watered, I will so much more likely water a plant that needs it, because I don't have to go and fill the can and then bring it into the room, get out the plant-a-potty. That's a great tip.
It sounds so simple. Almost makes me feel a little lazy thinking about it, but like it's the way our brains work, you know, like it's like, okay, it's already ready to go, like might as well do it now.
Yeah.
And then you don't keep
pushing
it off. I think
it's like the opposite of lazy, because you're like planning ahead.
True.
I have my collections separated in different areas in the house, so like that's helped me a lot with schedule. But like I know that like, okay, well, there's an end. And you know, sometimes that's what I need in life, is like I need to know that there's a goal. That's why I think I really like vacuuming and mowing, like, because I just like there is an end and you get to watch the progress. But like, so I'll do one shelf at a time. So like this day I'm doing this shelf, like this whole shelving area. Then the next day I'm going to do this one. And that's really helped me kind of stay on top of things, especially in the summer right now where things are like literally watering, like things are dry 3 days after I water.
That's so crazy. And you have a lot of LECA. So it's like, it shouldn't, it's like evaporating.
Well, and you know, there's these certain, and that's also something that's kind of like shifted in my collection, is I love these certain pots. They were, I always call them Melfo pots because that's one of the brands, but there's like many brands, but it's like these little plastic pots that are perfect for Hoya. Mm. And they got like the net pot inside, and then they have slotted sides that are open air, and then like a solid bottom to where you can, that's where you keep the nutrient solution. But since it's open air, they evaporate like crazy.
Oh, I know the ones you're talking about. Those are cool. Yeah.
But I still love them for Hoya, except like all of my plants are in ambient, and ambient Arizona, we know, is very dry in the summer. So that's been a switch with me. I've been moving things to more like not open air, so they don't dry out as fast, because I was really struggling to keep up with everything like at the beginning of this summer, because it's shifted from like, the winter is like more humid here, which is different than most, you know, because you guys turn on your heat.
It's like the
really
reverse.
Dry. And so like, yeah, it was like every 2 weeks you could water. And now it's like I have to do it every week, and sometimes like more than every week. So that's what I'm trying to shift into, like figuring out those plants that are like a little less needy as far as like because of the pot situation they're in, and then getting my other plants into that same type of setup.
Yeah.
That's a good tip, to just like from the get-go set up your plants to be less needy. Like, what can you do at the beginning, the pot, the substrate, to make it so that your plants aren't needing you all the time? If you are moving into a phase where you're like, I don't want this to be literally all day, every day.
Yeah.
Most people don't have time for, even if it is your full-time job, you don't have time to be watering plants every 3 days. So I did the same thing with my anthurium, putting them in the like 3D printed pots or like ceramic pots. It changed the game. Like, they don't need to be watered every 5 days anymore. You know, it's every 10, which is crazy.
Yeah.
That saves me so much time. And that's just like a pot. It's literally just the difference of a pot.
Yeah. It's like, you don't think about that when you're out shot, like when you're just getting into it. Like, you're like, oh, I want the cutest pot, and I'm going to get this soil because it's cheaper. But it's like, ooh, you're setting yourself up for some needy ass plants.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, with my entire collection, mostly being in terracotta, I'm moving away from that.
Yeah.
I've mentioned this on YouTube briefly, but like the wall, I can't really do anything about because
the lip on the pots.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But would I consider like sealing the terracotta before I put it up? Probably, you know, with the spray sealant and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
But it's difficult because when you start off, terracotta is like the cheapest, easiest option. And it's even like kind of foolproof because extra moisture will be evaporated out and stuff like that. So it's like an easy start. But for me, I've noticed that is like the demise of my plant collection. Like, I need to move out of that because now I understand watering. And I'm not scared.
Yeah.
You know.
But it is a relearning process. Like, you do have to relearn it if you're switching.
You also created a houseplant substrate that is amazing.
Yeah, but it really is.
Like, how great and chunky it is and how perfect it is for aeroids mixed with, like, terracotta that will, like, kind of pull that moisture away as, like, a you know. So maybe you can just, like, not to should, but maybe you could just find like a glazed, inner glazed terracotta, and as things need repotting on the wall, just like start repotting them into that. Or I don't know if your wall is ever going to need repotting. I mean, some of them may, but
yeah, it'll probably be a while for a lot of them, but I wouldn't even mind like unpotting them, cleaning the pot and glazing it. It's almost worth that effort.
Yeah.
You know, because
because in the long run, I mean, time is money, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think in any future home that I have, I'll probably still have that installation. Like, I plan on bringing it with me fully. Like,
yeah, it's
I
beautiful.
Love it.
Yeah.
So how can I make that more efficient? Because it is a lot of effort to take them down and water them. And like, I've thought about doing like a gutter system, but it's just, I feel like that would be so complicated. And if it failed, I'd risk like water damage in my home, yeah. Which is a big deal. So.
As we heard from the Skylight, fucking insurance companies. Yes.
Which, by the way, I'm getting the new Skylights. I think it's next week. So.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah. Very expensive. Not even going to sugarcoat it. Extremely expensive for something like that. Like, we were hesitant to like replace our countertops with laminate, and then all of a sudden our Skylights go out and we're like, great, we need to drop thousands of dollars on this.
That is the
one thing. It's horrible. Never buy a house.
never buy a house. Speaking to your wall, so when I was in DC hanging out for that event, I went to the guy who invited me out, Ryan. His Instagram's at Paraphidiot. Paraphidiot? I think that's how it is. He had a wall of mounted Hoya, which was so cool. But then he also had these like IV bags like hung from the ceiling on hooks, like these big bags. Mm. And he just basically stuck the needle in, but it wasn't a needle. It was like a plastic tube end, a drip IV into like each plant, let it saturate, then moved it to the next one. Now, I'm not saying that is like something you could do, but it is somewhat something you could do like on the wall instead of having like, that's kind of like an irrigation without the fear of that. Like if you had a big bag or two or three and you just like moved them after an hour, moved it to the next plant.
So it's like a slow drip.
Yeah, it's a slow drip.
Okay.
But I just don't know how great that would be in your situation because you do have the drainage holes and stuff.
Yeah.
But
that's kind of cool though.
If it's
a
slow drip, I feel like it wouldn't come out of the drainage holes. Like the substrate would soak it up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Because that's like, well, with drip irrigation, like for example, in Arizona, like that's the whole point of it is that it's absorbed slowly so that it doesn't just run off.
Yeah.
If you flood the plant, which is what I do now.
But maybe something for like in between the major waterings, because that's something I've also had to like adjust to, is that when I learn something or like start something, it's like my brain is like, we have to do it that way all the time. And it's hard for me to like break that. Like a non-planty example is when I was growing up, my mom did dishes a certain way. We filled up one side of the sink with water and soap. And then the other side of the sink was where you rinsed it off after you washed it. So for a family of four, when we were growing up, like that was needed. And every day you could do dishes like that. But then like when I was by myself in college, I was finding myself like stacking dishes up until I would just do them, you know, in a big stack because I had enough to do where I could fill up half the sink with water and then yada, yada, yada. And then when I broke that in my brain and was like, wait, I can just wash a single dish. I don't have to fill up the sink with water. I can just put a little soap on it, which is so stupid to think about. Because I was like, literally, I was stuck in the whole, this is the process I have to do.
That makes sense, though. Yeah.
But now with like plants, I always flush my pond plants, my passive hybrid. I flush them every time I water. And I've now started to be like, you know what? I can do that like every other water or every three waters. I don't have to do that every single time. So then I'll go around with a watering can with nutrient solution and just kind of top everyone off.
Yeah.
And that feels so much less stressful. And I was like, have people been doing this the whole time? Because that's not what I've been doing.
That's what I do. Yeah.
So, I mean, things like that just help like take a little bit of the stress off. You know, you don't have to do the most every time.
That's so true. Words of wisdom. You don't have to do the most every time.
Right. Who would have thought?
And also, like on that same note, like when you see people online who make plant content, like us three, it's like we have partitioned off a big part of our lives to do that specific thing. And that's not realistic for like most people.
Yeah.
If I had a job outside of the home, there is no way in hell that I would be able to keep up with everything that I have going on. But because it is my job, I'm able to.
Yeah.
So like, I think that's also like a really realistic thing to think about. Like, don't look at like what people online are doing every single day and think like, oh, I should be taking care of my plants every single day. Like, no, you should be cooking yourself three meals a day and like taking your dog on a walk and then watering your plants if you remember. Like, that's normal.
That's normal. Yeah. It's not everybody's life is going to look the same.
Yeah, 100p. So on that note, I think that we have given ourselves permission to, you know, relax a little bit with the plant chores and hopefully given you that same permission if you need it. And hopefully some tips to consolidate or just, I don't know, make your life a little easier. So, yeah, if you enjoyed this episode, let us know. We would love to hear from you on Instagram. We're going to have an Instagram post up where we can just sort of chit chat about this topic. Also, if you'd like to leave us a review, 5 stars only.
Only.
And just kidding. I mean, if you, you know, whatever. Anyway, you can follow us on Instagram at Bought It Together. You can also find us individually on Instagram. Nicole is My Clean Leaves. Adam is Not Dude, KNOT. And I am De La Plants. And we post these episodes every Monday. And we are excited to see you again next week. We also have a Patreon where we post bonus chit chat every week now, and then also a longer roundup chit chat once a month. So
yeah, it's fun. It's good times.
That's a lot of fun.
It's a little spicy. Yeah.
It's a little spicy, and we're kind of like, ooh, are we going too far? Sometimes we have that. We have maybe that question, but I think possibly, but that's why it's fun. So
yep.
Anyway, we will see you guys next week. Love ya. Bye.
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 As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.